Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with friendly Italian service. Book your table at Paparazzi Restaurant. See paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Prince Harry has arrived in London following the death of his grandfather, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, husband to the Queen for over 73 years, who passed away peacefully at his home in Windsor Castle on Friday. At the age of 99, Harry is there to pay his respects and attend the funeral of his beloved grandfather, which will be held on Saturday in Windsor Castle, with only 30 family members allowed to attend due to COVID restrictions. His wife Meghan, who is heavily pregnant with their second child, has remained in LA with their son Archie. Yesterday, Prince Charles spoke out for the first time about the loss of his beloved papa.
As you can imagine, my family and I miss my father enormously. He was a much loved and appreciated figure, and apart from anything else, I can imagine that we're so deeply touched by the number of other people here and elsewhere around the world in the Commonwealth who also, I think, share our loss and our sorrow.
The British Academy Film Awards were held on Sunday in London entirely over Zoom. It was Nomadland's night as the film picked up four of the seven awards it was nominated for. Best Film, Best Leading Actress, Best Director and Best Cinematography.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Promising Young Woman and Sound of Metal won two awards apiece, as did Rocks, Soul and The Father, with Anthony Hopkins scooping up Best Actor for that movie.
The BAFTAs also paid tribute to the stars and public figures lost in the last year, leading with former Academy President Prince Philip and including Sir Sean Connery, Irfan Khan, David Prowse, Chadwick Boseman, Barbara Windsor, Kirk Douglas and Christopher Plummer.
The Wallflowers have announced they're releasing their first new album in nearly a decade on July 9, a 10-song set called Exit Wounds. The band just appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live to perform the album's first single, Roots and Wings. And if you think it sounds a bit Bob Dylan-ish, there's a reason for that. Lead singer of the Wallflowers is Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan.
And I warm off the hook, and he's on your chin.
If you check out that Jimmy Kimmel video, he looks the spitting image of his old man.
He does, doesn't he? Jacob looks like Bob. And Friends have wrapped up their HBO reunion special with a post on the Friends official Insta account saying, "That's a wrap. Could we be any more excited?" We sure are. No release date set yet, but Friends the Reunion is coming to HBO Max soon.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.